Coming up on TMSPM, let's play a game.
Arnold and Nickelback go at it.
Finally, what is a Snuggie?
No more Thimble.
The Grandpa Gang.
App time.
Your Twitter questions and more on this episode of The Morning Stream PM.
This is The Morning Stream, but it's not in the morning, it's at night.
TMS. PM.
Hey everybody, welcome back to TMS PM. This is the PM edition of the show that might be changing soon. Just in a small way.
Right. We'll get in a quarter of a way.
In a quarter of a way. I don't know, maybe people like it enough it goes 50% of the way. I don't know. I'm not saying.
I don't want to listen.
I don't want to dump the baby out with the bathwater just yet, you know. So yeah, we should keep the. We'll keep a lid on the 50. Think of 25%.
Yeah. Oh, geez, yeah.
What are we talking about? Well, we'll tell you in a second. First of all, today is the 16th of February, 2016. 17. I can't think of numbers. My name is Scott Johnson, and that guy right there is Brian Ibbett. Hi, Brian.
Hi, everybody.
Hello. It's the PM edition of the show, brought to you by you, because you guys support us at patreon.com/TMS. It's the fifth episode, everyone, and we're happy to be here.
Brought to you by people.
People.
Ask for them by name.
You ever seen people? Okay, so what we want to do is we want to explain a thing that we're kind of excited about.
Yeah.
We teased it this morning, but that's all we did was tease it.
Mm-hmm. And we Johnsoned it. We pulled a Johnson.
Totally did. And I think it's now time to maybe pull the plastic off this couch, okay?
Yeah.
As it were. So, we have been trying for a very long time to hit a new level on the Patreon, and it has taken for, I mean, we're slowly getting there, but it's very slow, right? Mm-hmm. We've kind of.
Too damn slow.
Yeah, it's a long tail to get to where we were going. The goal was, as many of you may remember, we ran a sample episode of a trivia game show, and we were going to build that based on hitting a certain level in Patreon, but because we could never seem to quite get it, it always bummed us out because Brian puts on a really good trivia show. I really enjoy those.
I get to channel my inner Gene Rayburn.
That's right. All those things. Wait, who's Gene Rayburn? Help me. Which guy is that?
He's a Match Game.
Oh, right.
I get to channel my inner Bob Barker or my inner...
Who's the one that was...
Alex Trebek.
He's good. Who's the guy that was always the love game guy, the making whoopee guy?
Oh, Bob Eubanks.
Yeah, Bob Eubanks. Yeah.
And the butt Bob.
Yep. And we had a classic
urban legend newlywed game answer.
Yeah, that was a good one. We have a local weatherman named Bob Eubanks, or we did. I don't know if he's still.
Oh,
doing
really?
It. Yeah. I don't watch TV anymore, so I don't know. Anyway, so it always just was kind of a bummer because we like doing it. If you've ever attended a Nerdtacular or seen it streamed or watched the video afterwards, you know that we had one of the major things we do is this big All-Stars thing. Mm-hmm. And it's so much fun. And Brian dresses up like in like pajamas that look like a suit and a weird hat. And it's great.
Now, I need to get a new one too, by the way. I need to do something because never did fix the crotch in the one I wore a couple years ago.
That's right. It tore while you were there.
During Frog Pants All-Stars, I bent over to pick up a yellow card that Scott Fletcher threw as a warning to jury, and rip.
Yeah, tore right up.
It's one of these cheapo suit things that you pick up at Spirit Halloween store, a little pop-up Halloween store that, mm-hmm. yeah.
And anyway. And the material's like that really flimsy, like, what's that stuff called? Anyway, people might make a little bag out of it or something. It's just super cheap. So Brian, exactly. Bent over, ripped it open. His doodle flopped out. It was really hard to watch. Everything about it was awful. So now we're bringing it back. And here's how we're going to do it. We decided that instead of having four TMS PMs a month, and that means, you know, one every Thursday.
Yeah. I mean, you know, sometimes there might be five if it's a...
Right.
If it's a month with five Thursdays, sure.
Yeah, if it's a weird month or whatever, sure. But generally speaking, what we'll do instead is three TMS PMs, just like the one you're hearing tonight, mm-hmm. and the fourth will always be a trivia show.
Right. The last Thursday of the month will be a trivia show. Because keep in mind, March is a five Thursday month.
Oh, is it? I didn't know that.
It is, yeah.
All right, so our last Thursday in March, I think that's when we start it, by the way. That's when we'll start it.
If we have to go, I mean, we still, you know, we're loosening the strings on the goal.
Mm-hmm.
I guess you and I haven't discussed that part.
No.
Either are we lowering the goal?
We were
going to
lower it. Oh, yeah, I should mention this. So this isn't a given. It's not going to happen for sure. But here's the deal. The site doesn't currently reflect this goal because I think we're still working out what that should be. We want it to be reasonable. Right. We want it to make sense. But we also want it to be sort of, you know, worth it because it's a bunch of work.
We want you to earn it. We can't. We're not. If we just hand you things, you'll never learn.
No, you'll never know. Teach a man to fish. Don't give him more fish.
If we give you everything, you're just going to get spoiled.
I mean, I ordered more fish and they wouldn't give me any more fish. So
that's right.
Fish is the answer to all our things.
And Evan, the attorney in our chat room, our Twitch chat room, brings up a question that, yes, please make it a trivia call-in show. If that part has not been made clear, it is a trivia call-in show.
Oh,
so,
yeah, no. This isn't just us sitting around, for sure.
Whatever Frog Pants All-Stars are available are there for you to use in assistance. I mean, basically, if you want to know what the show is going to be like, just go find the... find the version that we already recorded.
When was that? I wish I knew what episode that was so I could point people to it. Crap. I'll try to find it.
Well, it wasn't an episode of TMSPM. It was just called Frog Pants.
Yeah, I just don't know where I put it.
Oh, it was called the Frog Pants Trivia Show.
Yeah, I'll find it. Okay. I'll find it so people can have the link and get a taste for what we were talking about. But yeah, the call-ins, absolutely. Like, while the exact format isn't exactly there, what you heard there is totally it. I mean, pretty close.
Yeah.
So...
people call in, they win prizes.
Yeah.
You get to work as a team, or no, how do we do it? We did it. You battle against the Frog Pants All-Star of your choice, mm-hmm. using the category of your choice,
right.
from a set of categories.
And here's what we're going to have to do to make it worth it. There's going to have to be things like, we're going to have some people helping with questions. We're going to have a lot of back behind the scenes stuff that has to happen. And in order for those things to happen, I'd like to be able to throw some scratch their way. For us to do that, we have to hit a level in Patreon that we have not completely decided on the level. But we wanted to let you guys know this is all in the works. So who knows? If it's ready by March, great. If it's if we're not ready to run the first of March, we'll let you know. But that would be, I mean, I'd love it if we did it at the end of March. And I think we have enough time to maybe get something
I think
going.
So. Yeah, we're making whatever the goal is, it's going to be a lot easier than the current goal, which is 10 grand. Unless we see a surge of... a tenth of you.
Yeah, keep in mind, if we I think we can keep the 10 where it is. It's just that maybe we'll insert one.
Oh, right, because
if we still do it, then fine. We'll make it a full-time show
exactly.
like we planned in the first place.
It'd be its own show as opposed to take up a TMSPM. And Free Rangers says, if we don't make the goal, will there still be a regular TMSPM on last Thursday? Yes, and if we get to the second goal, then there's both.
Yeah.
Free Rangers.
Yeah, then you get everything Free Rangers.
Everything.
You get your free range chicken, your free range eggs, and all the shows you can eat. Don't forget what this guy said.
We asked for more fish, and they refused to give us any more fish.
So instead of that, we're going to teach this guy how to fish, and that is nothing to do with what I'm saying, so I don't know why I played it. Anyway, it's very exciting, and it's all happening, so... We love fish.
I love fish.
We know you love fish. You're great. That's it. That's all that is. We'll talk about it more as we get the thing up on Patreon, but we didn't want to keep you guys waiting anymore. Exactly. I'm very excited about it.
Yeah.
I want you guys to participate in it. It's all going to be super cool. And now I'll click this thing right here if I could find it. Yeah, where is it?
Radio today is different. Powerful networks span the nation from coast to coast. Shortwave radio girdles the globe.
It's the news brought to you by...
canned fish snacks.
Ew. So
ask for it. Available at Walgreens.
You didn't eat those today, did you? Canned fish snacks?
I did not eat any canned fish snacks. What I had is some Avengers fruit chews.
Oh, those are all right.
They're shaped like
little Avengers.
Little Avengers.
They're a little Green Hulk and stuff?
What are in here? It's
Red Hulks.
Oh, here we go. No, you got Iron Man, Captain America, Black Widow, Ant-Man, Hawkeye, and Black Panther.
Oh, all right.
Black Panther is orange.
Oh, really?
Hawkeye is green, yeah.
Why is Black Panther orange?
I don't know. I guess they don't want to have black fruit chews.
That seems lame.
It does seem lame.
All right, let's get into today's Norries news stories, or Norries as I call them for short.
Stu's Norries.
Feuding Arnold Schwarzenegger and Nickelback feuding. Finally, they're having a feud.
It's about time. This has been brewing for such a long time, Arnold Schwarzenegger and Nickelback.
Yeah, it's really been, it's finally coming to a head here. Schwarzenegger compared Nickelback to herpes, and Nickelback reacted. So here's how it went. Today on Twitter, Schwarzenegger got into a Twitter beef with Nickelback, posting the following. When Congress is less popular than herpes and Nickelback, how do you 97% of them get reelected? How do 97% of them get reelected? Gerrymandering, unquote. So a little poke at the Congress there. Yeah. Well, mostly at the Congress, but sure.
The Congress, sure.
By extension, I think we can probably we can cross that aisle. Nickelback then replied, "Big fans. Approval rating approval rate this. Batman and Robin. Please leave us out of your future wisdom drops. Danke schön, Herr Governor."
Her governator.
Yeah, her governor. Oh, governator. Right.
Right.
Schwarzenegger then replied, "That's
by the way." Yeah. By the way, that makes that tweet the best thing that Nickelback ever wrote.
I agree.
Boom.
Yeah. Look at the. Oh my gosh.
Okay.
What music were you doing? What was that?
It has some sort of like background dance around the stage, drop the mic music.
That's pretty good. Yeah. It's kind of a throwback to a vaudeville age, but I liked it. Dan, you know what John always does when he'll kill a bunch of guys in Heroes, John Jagger, and he'll go,
Oh yeah, like the air horn sound.
He loves doing that. Schwarzenegger replied to that and said, "That's ice cold." Like Mr. Freeze would do. Says, "I hope we can agree that we need a freeze on gerrymandering, guys. Thanks for the reply." Nickelback finally came back and said, "Well played, sir. Hashtag respect."
Right. But you gotta love the fact that Arnold replied with not one, but two Mr. Freeze quotes.
Yeah.
"That's ice cold. Yeah. I hope we can agree that we need the freeze on gerrymandering. Guys, thanks for the reply."
Yeah.
Get to the chopper.
Also, I have to agree with Nickelback. Batman and Robin is a terrible movie. It's a very, very bad movie. And
it's hardly the worst thing Schwarzenegger's ever done, but it's pretty damn close.
It's right up there. I'm trying to think something I like less.
Jingle All the Way?
Oh, yeah, it's pretty bad.
What's the one where he got pregnant?
Oh. He's the Man? No. Twins. Arnie's pregnant. How Did Arnold Get Pregnant, Part 1. I don't know. I have no idea.
Exactly.
I forgot. What is that? There is it.
I can't remember what. Oh, Junior. Thank you, City and Wicked Kid in the chat room.
Yeah, Junior. That's so bad. Ugh, movie. Okay, you're right. It's not the worst thing you ever did, but it's close. Mm-hmm. A court has ruled on what a Snuggie is. I've always said it's when you grab somebody's underwear and yank it. You've always said, or no, it wasn't you. Someone said it was Melvin.
Yeah, that's an atomic wedgie.
Yeah.
Or no, that's just a wedgie. If you pull the underwear over the top of their head,
then it's
atomic wedgie.
Yeah. And I was always, as I grew up, was told that either use would work. You could say wedgie or you could say snuggie. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people don't know what a snuggie is in that context, and it surprised me. It must have been very local to me. But a more important question than is a hot dog a sandwich has finally been answered by a federal trade court. It's a snuggie, or is it a snuggie, or is it a blanket? Per Bloomberg BNA.
What are you reading? How are you reading this? Do you have mayonnaise in your eyes?
Where? What did I do wrong?
So you made it sound like this is a hot dog a sandwich is actually part of the question, and that they're just using that as an example.
Yeah.
And they're not saying, is it a snuggie or is it a blanket? They're saying, is a snuggie a blanket?
Oh, I got it. Not. Yeah. Yeah, I didn't mean it that way. But there's no mayonnaise in my eyes.
There's no. Okay.
The answer is yes, meaning that at least for tariff purposes, the cozy, fleecy coverings aren't considered to be robes or priestly vestments. And so shouldn't be taxed at the higher approval or apparel rate. I can't read
that. Is there really like a tax bracket for priestly vestments?
It must be. Hold on. I'm trying to see if this is connected. Like if I can actually find a confirmation on that.
Yeah.
Okay. It says here, Justice Department's argument, which was struck down Friday by the Court of International Trade, Judge Mark Barnett, who pointed out the Snuggie is promoted by maker All-Star Marketing Group, more like a blanket than clothing. Yeah. Its packaging even calls it the blanket with sleeves. And that the smiling people sporting it in ads are usually in situations where one could use a blanket, including a bed or while sitting in the cold at a sports event. Quartz notes, skipping ahead here. Here we go. They were arguing it resembles clerical or ecclesiastical garments or vestments and professional or scholastic gowns and robes.
You know what? It's kind of true. Basically, a Snuggie, or as I like to call it, a Slanket, because they were selling them as Slankets for a little while.
Yeah.
It's basically a robe you wear backwards.
Yeah, you put it on like a bib, or not like a bib, like a haircut thing.
Right, yes, kind of. Exactly.
Or a surgeon would put on. Yeah, I kind of agree. Well, so yeah. here's the big stink, because the difference in the tariff price is what they're fighting over. Mm-hmm. Importers bringing in the Snuggie as a blanket need to pay 8.5% in duty tax. If it's not that, if it's those other things, it's 14.9. It's nearly double.
Oh, wow.
The tariff taxes, if it's a vestment whatever thing versus just a blanket with sleeves. That is so funny to me. This stuff
happens
all the time.
That is really funny. Yeah.
When I worked for an electronics and cable company, they had this same problem all the time. Like how you defined a thing would sometimes mean half the tax money on it if you just called it something else. It was really weird.
Sure.
I feel like we're just... Humans are lame. What are we doing? Seriously,
right.
it's
like, you know, a 6x6 piece of damn cloth with some armholes in it, for Pete's sake.
Yeah, like we want to get all into this minutia. It's just so dumb.
Yeah. You know, if we made our Snuggies in America, this wouldn't be a problem.
American Snuggies. it's my new original Amazon Prime show coming
this
fall.
My new rock band.
Oh, yeah.
American Snuggie.
American Snuggie! A thimble got tossed. That is the one in the Monopoly board game. It got voted out.
Mm.
It says here in this article, you can still pass go and collect $200 on the Monopoly board, but you soon will not be able to do it with a thimble game piece. Voters have rejected the thimble. I almost read that as thrimble.
The thrimble.
The thrimble. That's three thimbles. This is an integral part of the game since its addition in 1935. That was a long freaking time
ago. I would argue that it's not an integral part of the game since 1935.
It's certainly been part of the game, but
The cash is an integral part of the game. The property pieces or cards are an integral part of the game.
Well said.
You could replace the thimble with a dime out of your pocket or lint.
And by the way, integral meaning... You know, integral, short.
Oh, same difference.
Yeah, same difference, but also, you know, it means integrity. It means the game doesn't work without it. Nope. You don't have the thimble, game works just fine. You could use a little cat turd and it would work.
Exactly, yes.
Yeah, I'm with you. Hashtags, emojis, and even a rubber duck may replace dogs, cats, and hats in an upcoming version. We talked about that vote thing before.
Yeah, I agree with, I'm okay with the... elimination of the thimble. Here's the deal. All right. I mean, basically, you look at the Monopoly pieces. We talked about this back when Hasbro was first doing that that flash thing where you could choose the next few pieces. But shouldn't the pieces represent the maybe not necessarily wealth, but the stages of wealth of the players or potential stages of wealth, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, like a race car. Oh yeah, I'm rich. I have a race car. I have a boat. I have a horse at the racetrack. Wheelbarrow, maybe. Okay. Mm-hmm. Scotty dog. Now we're getting into some weird territory here.
Mm-hmm.
Shoe with a hole in it.
I mean, I like the ones that ship with the specialty ones. Like you get the... Whoa. Siri, what do you... Hold on.
That may be beyond...
Okay. I didn't hit anything to start Siri. I don't know what did that. What was I saying? Gosh dang it, Siri, screwed me up. Oh, I know what
like
I was going to say.
The ones that came with the special edition.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like the World of Warcraft one comes with a little doom hammer. And,
well, yeah. I mean, if it's one for a special
that's cool.
property.
Yeah, that's totally. Cool. So here's what they should do. Just, you know what? F it. I know that you have to have distinguishing pieces, right? That's part of the game. Well, what is integral to the game is you all need a different piece on the board. That I get.
Right.
So if you're trying
some way
to
identify you versus Larry and
right. So this every once in a while voting about what's staying in and what's going just annoys me. Just keep them in and keep the same ones. This is just marketing. That's all this is.
It's totally. It's like people are forgetting about Monopoly. We need to do something
so
about
we're
it.
We're gonna put some hashtags and emojis in there.
Oh God, yeah. If you put hashtags and emojis in freaking Monopoly, I'm burning down the Toys R Us.
They're
I'm sorry.
Oh, wow. You guys heard it here first.
Great. Now a Toys R Us is going to get burned down, and I'm going to be suspect number one.
Well, it happens in, let's see, March 19th is when it hits. When March 19th is when the winners will be announced, then the game gets out in August. August, it hits the shelves. So watch for that, everybody, if you've been excited about that. I got a story here about some grandpas. You like some grandpas?
I do. I like grandpas.
They're pretty cool. The Grandpa Gang, they're called, got away with $20 million. Let's see how, shall we? Grandfathers may be one of the least intimidating demographics out there, yet on Easter weekend in 2015, a group of them pulled off what is the largest burglary in English history. Not the language, the country, or the UK. This unlikely squad of conniving thieves responsible for stealing millions of dollars worth of valuables was dubbed the Grandpa Gang. The gang of men who range from age 42 to 76. Can we not call 42-year-olds grandpas?
Right, exactly. Old 42-year-old.
Yeah, do we have to do that? I don't like that. Anyway, spent three long years planning the epic raid. Yelled Leroy Jenkins as he ran
there.
All right,
so Grandpa Frank is going to be melee.
You're going to
kite the boss around.
Yeah. You need to kite him until you have 12 stacks, and then you're going to pass that off to him over there, the other grandpa, the wrinkly man. Let's see. Where was I? The gang broke into the vault in London's Hatton Garden Safety Deposit Building. During the long Easter weekend last year, they entered an elevator shaft and climbed down to the vault, where they used heavy equipment to drill through thick concrete walls. They were initially thwarted. They returned the following day and ransacked 73 deposit boxes, stealing jewels, gold, cash, and other stuff worth about £14 million, which is roughly $20 million US. As of January 2016, only about a third of that loot has been recovered. Brian Reeder, a 76-year-old man at the time of the theft, used his senior citizen pass for free bus fare to get to the center of the crime.
Scene of the crime. Yeah. And by the way, it's funny. I would have said Brian Reeder too, but they say it's Brain Reeder.
Oh. Oh, Brain Reeder?
I wonder, it's got to be his nickname, right?
Or they typoed it, because it does say Brain Reeder.
Yeah.
That's weird. Or if that's really a guy's name, he's way cooler than just an old guy that robs banks.
Right, exactly.
Brain Reeder.
Brain Reader.
Don't let the crude granddaddy charm cloud your judgment. We can't escape the fact that these people are callous career criminals, says Detective Superintendent Craig Turner. They had a long history of criminal activity behind them. In January 2015, the members of the gang were found guilty. I don't know why we're just hearing about it now, but there you go.
Oh, yeah. Well, because they're still trying to get the loot back. The British grandparents, British grandpas, way tougher, I think, than American grandpas. I mean, when you think of British grandpas, you think of the guy, trying to remember, was it Snatch or Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels? But he's kind of an older British guy, and you just wouldn't want to F with him.
Yeah, I don't remember which one that is. It was one of those Guy Ritchie
Ben
movies.
Ben Kingsley and that Limey. Or no, not Ben Kingsley. I'm sorry. It's...
Zod.
Yes. McDowell.
No. Who is Zod?
Oh, geez. Why can't I remember?
Oh, my gosh. My brain. I can't think of the guy's name. Someone in the chat'll farted.
Yes.
Out. Someone's going to say it. Oh, shit. I can't think of the guy's name.
Yes. The guy who plays Terrence Stamp.
Terrence Stamp.
Right. Terrence Stamp. Badass grandpa. All of our grandpas over here look like... Jerry Seinfeld's dad.
Yeah, no, nobody's scared of him. My wallet's gone. We're going to take a break to do some music. When we come back, we have some apps to review. We got a little segment for that. And then we're going to take your questions. And I'm told that we have a very special person asking questions today. And I'll get to that later.
Okay.
But before all of that, I see music here. It starts with an R, and you're going to play it.
It does, and I am. Hi, Brian, says Caleb. Thanks for introducing me to so much great music. I wanted to return the favor, and this band is one of my favorites. Kirby Crackle is perfect for Tad Peeps, and they just released a new album I'm really digging. If you play a track on Indie in the Middle, it would make my day. I suggest Rollover, an a cappella version of their own song, or Set Your Phasers to Pastries, another alternate version of their song Set Your Phasers to Sexy. Really, all the songs are cool, so feel free to select anything from this or any other album. Got permission through Facebook, sent a screenshot of the permission message through Facebook Messenger. I did see that. I approve. Thanks for the most excellent shows. Signed, Caleb.
Nice. Thanks, Caleb.
Yeah. This is great. And I picked it up this morning. I've not listened to the whole album yet, but I'm loving what I've heard so far. Kirby Crackle, you can find on Bandcamp. Go to kirbycrackle.bandcamp.com. Plus, you can also find them like on Spotify and Apple Music and all the other streaming services. From the Fan Club Singles Volume 1 set, which, again, just picked up today, here's Kirby Crackle and Rollover.
Okay. For some reason, something's not working. Why?
Not playing.
Things aren't working right. Oh, here we go.
Friday night at the moon's full glow, I was out at the club with the music thumping. Oh, a thunder at Gray Malkin Lane as the bass bumped off the side of Snake Mountain. Jim on the stage with the hologram girls. Next up, Alison Blair to light the star of the night at the bar at the end of the world that my mind can't erase. There were 10 in the band when the Thundercats said, roll over, roll over. There were 9 in the band when the Amazon said, roll over, roll over. So we all rolled over and both fell out. Then they hopped in the jet with the growl and pout. Roll over, hey, roll over, hey, roll over, hey, roll over. Final call came, there were shots all around with the gummy bear juice and the get up explosion. Feeling all right, we broke into the night. Dagger had an end on transportation. Where'd I go next? Some said, some said, some said. But I knew in my head those itty bitty bears wouldn't do. So we traveled to my place. There were 8 in the bed when the tucker shark said, roll over, roll over. There were 7 in the bed when the rescue ranger said, roll over, roll over. So we all rolled over and both fell out. It was back to the sea and the trees for now. Roll over, hey, roll over, hey, roll over, hey, roll over. Well, not one, not two, but 3 Powerpuff Girls. We was in the club tossing back Johnny Bravos. I danced at my dance with a fly pepper and kept massaging my hand. I took her to my land. I'm like the Fred Flynn. She's Diana Prince. I got be the Bruce Wayne. Crusade these chicks. And then the 4th one, she looks like Daphne. The night's still young and my carpet shaggy. Morgan Dorfer, she's so sarcastic. Asking me, really, I'm the shoot if it's plastic. And we can spend it alone till I set sail. How could I be the one in this fairy? Go 6 in the bed when the Thugger Girl said, roll over, roll over. There were 5 in the bed when the Cuckoo Girl said, roll over, roll over. And there were 2 in the bed when the Squirrel Girl said, lock, 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 lock. So we all rolled over and 1 was left. And we cuddled through the night with a head on my chest. I didn't even hear her leave till I was snoring. Cause she had to go to work cause it was Saturday morning. Boom, ba da da, chicka da 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 da. Boom, ba da da, chicka da 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 da. Boom, ba da da, chicka da 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 da. Boom, ba da da, ba da ya. Boom, ba da da, chicka da 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 da. Boom, ba da da, chicka da 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 da. Boom, ba da da, chicka da 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 da. Boom, ba da da, chicka da 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 da.
There you go. That's some acapella for you there.
Yeah.
Acapella, baby.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
Acapella by one person, I believe.
Oh, is that? Oh, that was all just one dude?
It was all one dude, overdub, overdub.
Oh, I'm impressed. Was it one of those YouTube videos where there's like a grid of like 8 videos and it's all him doing it?
Oh, where they're all staring creepily at you?
Yeah, those weird me out.
Yeah, I don't like those much.
If I'm being honest. All right. I know what we got next. It's this. Check this out. Hold on to your butts. Open my phone. Pull up a thing.
App Slappy.
All right, we're going to talk about apps that we have been messing with this week and that we probably like. Usually that's how we do this, is we like them and then we talk about them. Sometimes these are on both platforms, sometimes they're not, but today I believe mine is. Okay. And I'm pulling it up right now. It is called Camp Slayaway. Or I'm sorry, Slayaway like Camp. That. I keep doing that wrong. It's Slayaway Camp. And I want you to hear this music. Okay. Right now you don't hear music because they're in this, see that chat room? You're in a video store like an old Blockbuster. And those 3 movies on that shelf right there are actually levels in the game.
That's really cool. God, it looks just like one.
Yep. And if you click on it and hit play or continue, let's hit. Okay, here we go. Listen to this group. hear that, it's like, oh, horror music movie. Lots of horror sounds, right? And I'll kill this person. Right. You can hear me kill him. Here, hold on. Here goes. Super violent and gory. I just split somebody right down the middle. Now, it's not gory in this traditional sense of, like, realism. They all look like little square, like, almost like Minecraft-looking people.
Like pixely, okay.
Little fat, little chubby, little pixel people. Mm-hmm. And you have these various characters. It costs money, so there's no free-to-play garbage in this. You just pay the $2 or whatever and get the game. What it is, though, is it's a puzzle game. And that's the part I didn't explain yet. But I just wanted to get the theme down. It's like a horror movie happening, and the different scenarios are like, oh, there's a girl and her boyfriend over there on the bench. I got to somehow kill them and get out of here. And sometimes you can only use so many moves to do it. Sometimes it doesn't matter how many moves. You just got to figure out the landscape. And it's all this like 3D isometric space. And you move your dude by swiping. That's me swiping him around.
Okay.
And you try to get him to the exit now that I've killed the one victim in the room. Once I get out, it gives me a new room and so on. I am actually currently stuck on this thing, and it's driving me bonkers. And there's a way for me to pay gold in the game that you earn while you're playing. I have plenty of gold. There's a way to pay 100 gold and have it tell you. But I don't want it to tell me. I want to freaking figure it out. It's one of those kind of games where you're just like, I have to figure this out. It has this great rewind thing. Hear that?
Oh, yeah.
And you can go back. Each one of those is a step backwards. Those don't cost you anything. You can just go all the way back to the beginning if you want to find out where you may have made a mistake or whatever. It's definitely got a good ramp up. Very easy at first. Slowly gets harder. Lots of weird environmental stuff. This trippy music the whole time. Hold on. You hear that?
I do. It's very subtle music.
It's weird and cute. Ominous and almost like, what's the word? Not ambient. What's the word when you say it's not really music? It's like just discordant sound, but I can't think of it. There's a name for it, and I can't think what it is. Anyway, doesn't matter. Point is, it's awesome. I really like it. And the reason this has some cachet is this is some former developers from PopCap, some people that worked on games like the original Plants vs. Zombies, stuff like that. So there's good talent behind this thing. And I really like it a lot. And I normally don't even like puzzle games where it's just shift stuff around type puzzle games. But this one's got me hooked, and I like it a lot. So again, that is called Slay Away Camp. And it's just a big fun riff on like slasher movies in the 80s. And the fake blockbuster that you have all your episodes in is just about my favorite thing in the whole game.
I like that a lot. Yeah, that sounds really funny.
It's really good. So that's my recommendation. Okay. Brian, what do you have?
Very cool. Well, all right, I'm gonna break my rules here. I'm going to do two things, but one of them super duper quick.
Okay.
If you played the game Agent A when it came out a couple of years ago, or a year and a half or so, whenever it was ago, it was a great playthrough. It's a lot like those room puzzle games where you've got this object sitting in a room and you've got to figure out how all the panels slide around and move around so you can get to the inside and get out of the room.
Right.
Stuff like that.
Yeah.
Agent A is like that, but it's got kind of a 60s spy vibe, and it's all animated and it's really, really cool. About a month and a half ago, they released a third chapter to it. So if you haven't played it because you finished it, now's a good time to jump back into it and check it out. Here's all my notes from playing the new chapter.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Look at that. Chat room at home, or people at home who can't see this. Brian's, this is old school. It's like taking the manual out of your game and putting a bunch of charts and stuff.
Yeah, this is exactly. These are the kind of games I love because I love doing stuff like this where it's like, oh, you got to keep track of that seemingly random grid of dots and, you know, love games like this.
Yeah.
So, anyway, Agent A is kind of like my little side recommendation. Now, it's funny the game you describe has this whole rewind and fast forward functionality because the game I'm going to be recommending has that as well. The game is called Casuality. I thought it was Casualty, but there's an I, so it's Casuality.
It was one of the featured ones on the App Store.
It was, and it looked really cool, so I said, I'm picking that up and I'm going to try it out. It's really, really slick. It's a puzzle game, very similar to what you described. You've got an astronaut or two on a platform, a little walkway, and you can't really control. You don't move the astronauts. You move the you play with time first of all, and then you also move these little panels that they'll walk across that have arrows on them.
Okay.
And the goal is to get them to their little goal, matching goal spots. So the blue astronaut has to go to the blue spot. The green one has to go to the green spot, obviously. But it's done in like a time period interface. So you've got a start, an end. You've got a couple little markers in the middle saying like, oh, something dangerous happens here. And what you do is you go back and forth through the level, fast forwarding, rewinding, but moving those little tiles that direct them where to go, partially through the thing. So you might say, all right, I want the blue astronaut to continue on his current trajectory and turn right up at that intersection. So you move the little panel to the right. Well, now the green one, if it comes around there, is also going to go to the right, but maybe you don't want him to go to the right. You want him to go left. So you'll let the blue guy go across that panel and go right. Then you'll pause, and then you'll move that panel to the left. And then when the green guy crosses it, he goes the opposite way.
Oh, okay. This is really similar to what I'm playing.
It does sound really similar. It is so gorgeous.
It's really pretty, like, man. Yeah, look at that.
This is beautiful artwork. It makes you want to just reach out and touch these little
colors are incredible.
Yeah, it's got a really, really beautiful interface.
Nice.
And also has good music and you know, kind of funny. We're on kind of a parallel path.
Oh, a parallel path. And it's on Android and the iOS. So it looks
it is
like,
good.
Yeah, looks like you can get on either one. Oh, in fact, you know what? Here's a little video, guys. We can play just a piece of this here. Oh yeah, look at this. Oh, when you rewind it, like just like that one.
It's like what was that? Trine? No.
Oh, you know, yeah. You know, this also reminds me of quite a bit is
Lara Croft Go.
Yes, like the Lara Croft and the Hitman Go games.
Yes.
They're very
similar. Has that feeling like you're playing with a toy rather than you're playing a video game.
Like a little diorama, right?
Totally, yes.
Diarrhea. that looks really good to me. I'm going to get it, I guess. I think I'm going to get it. And this is a pay-for one. It's like $3 or something.
It's $1.99, I think.
No brainer.
Worth it.
Oh, here
worth
it is, $1.99, yep.
Yeah.
You are correct.
Oh, one more thing, too.
Yeah.
On the subject of apps.
Yeah.
I mentioned that this was coming on the show this morning, but it is official. Pokemon Go's Gen 2 Pokemon are now available for capture.
Mm.
If you haven't played that game since August of last year, it's time to dig it out and catch some new Pokemon.
Do you have to update, or do yes. I... Okay.
Yeah, there is an update.
Let me take a look here and see if it says... Yep, there it is. Pokemon Go update. What's new? Added Pokeball and Berry Selection carousels to the encounter screen.
Berry.
Added new night mode map and encounter music. Implemented Apple Watch connection stability improvements and various bug fixes. More text fixes. They don't even mention it in the patch notes.
But no, it's funny, yeah.
The poach gnats. there's a lot of updates today. What am I looking at here?
Yeah.
Oh, my Lord. Okay, well, whatever.
Anyway,
all right, nice.
Dust off your Pokemon Go and catch some more.
Maybe I'll take mine out.
Catch some more of them all.
I might need to walk the dog later. Maybe I'll do that.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
Why not? The weather's kind of nice today. I think I might.
You'll remember that feeling of looking in the nearby Pokemon list and seeing nothing but silhouettes of Pokemon you don't have.
Yeah.
There's kind of a fun, nostalgic feeling for August 2016 with that.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, well, that's awesome. Good picks all around. Check those out, everybody. Time for this.
And you can always follow me on Twitter.
Your questions on Twitter. These come to us at the AskTMS hashtag. And we got a bunch of them today. And I'm going to read them. Here's one from Laundry Scent. That's a great name. Says, what do you guys think of podcasts starting to bleep out words like A-L-X-E-A, A-L-E-X-A, sorry, and O-K-G-O-O-G-L-E as though they were curse words?
That's hilarious.
I don't know. I
didn't know they were doing that, but it makes sense.
Are people doing that, or is he saying, maybe he's suggesting it. Maybe he's saying we should be doing it. I don't know.
Oh, maybe we should. What do we call that? Textership?
Textership. No. Censorship. That's it.
Censorship.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Censorship. Sean Cox says, You wake up with Calculon's unholy acting talent. What superhero do you want to star as? Who's your butt double in sex scenes? This is the weirdest thing.
Wait, what?
I'll read it again. Sean Cox says, you wake up with Calculon's unholy acting talent.
I'm forgetting who Calculon is. That's Futurama, right?
Yeah, he's the orange robot actor that's always overacting.
Okay.
He's in lots of soap operas and stuff.
Yes, now I remember. That was the part I was stumbling on.
Then he says, what superhero do you want to star as? Who's your butt double in sex scenes? Those are the two parts I don't understand. Because why would I be in a superhero movie, and why would there be a sex scene in my superhero movie? I guess there was in Daredevil or Deadpool. Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's rare. That's weird and rare. I don't know.
Okay, so the superhero I'm playing is Multiple Man.
Okay, Multiple Man.
Uh-huh. Which we haven't had that. Oh, I guess we did kind of have that in that crappy X-Men movie, but...
But Multiple Man has... What's his deal? What's his power? I don't even know.
He can make multiple copies of himself.
Oh, so you'd have a little group thing going on in those scenes.
Yep, exactly. Basically, it's a movie, so it's not like I'd be getting any sort of real benefits out of this because it would just be acting. Acting!
Acting! But also, you could be your own double is the point, right?
That's right. Yes, exactly. Oh. I wouldn't even have to show up to the set. I just send one of my doubles to the set.
Yeah.
And who's my butt double?
Yeah,
who's I guess I'm my own butt double.
All right. Yeah, that's what I mean. You would be that could be your other guy. Citizen Nezatik says, "Who would win in a slap fight, Scott or Brian? Brian would, because I would die laughing. I couldn't deal with it.
I don't think I could do a slap fight.
If we were forced to do one, I would laugh too hard. I couldn't. Mm-hmm. I couldn't. I would not be a formidable opponent.
Is that how you lose a slap fight, by laughing?
It's how I'd lose. I if it was somebody I didn't like, then fine. But if it's me and you, I wouldn't be able to do that with a straight face.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't either.
It'd be the dumbest thing ever. Monica, we like Monica, wrote in and said, the tag on my reversible sweater told me to turn it inside out before washing.
Mm.
It's not really a question. But...
Whoa. Yeah. It's like, do we drive on a parkway and park on a driveway?
Yep. There you go.
How do you know it's inside out if it's a reversible sweater?
Yeah, how do you know? You don't.
You don't know.
Arnie and Nickelback had a tiff over gerrymandering, says Peter Fisher. What would Stallone and Rico Suave argue over? Or Steven Seagal and Hansen? I don't know.
Hey, let's leave Hansen out of this.
Yeah, I know. We don't. You and talented, I have already.
They're a talented bunch of kids who got a bad, you know, who hit it big with Mbop, and people failed to see past that.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. They're a little bit like... The tub thumping song,
right? Chumbawamba, good example. Yeah. Yes,
I always feel bad when your one mega hit is "I'm Too Sexy for My Shirt," and then nobody gives a shit about anything else you're doing.
Exactly. All right. So, who are the Stallone and who?
Stallone and Rico Suave. I don't even know who that is. I always thought that was a fake name. Is that a real?
They're
guy?
They're arguing about Jerry Rice.
Okay, and then
if Arnold and Nickelback are arguing about gerrymandering.
Yeah.
Then
if it's Steven Seagal and Hansen, they're arguing over sticky rice. So there you go. I'm going to skip down here. That one's weird. Okay, here we go. Fernelius Frogpants wrote in.
Oh, Fernelius Frogpants.
This is the friend I was telling you about.
Your new best friend. Have you looked at that profile pic?
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
The profile pic is so good.
Where did he find that?
You can find anything on the internet.
I love it. And why
apparently
is there...
he works for the city.
And there's a giant... Yeah, I know. I feel like he's a crosswalker. Yeah. Like a crosswalk right guy. He says, why did
singing
you name...
Telegram.
He says, why did you name me Fernelius? I didn't. That's just your name. I didn't name you Fernelius. Yeah. I didn't make that up. That's just your name. If you're doing a trivia show, ask Scott Lees. Will Coverville get a long, skinny microphone like Gene Rayburn did?
Yes.
Like the
what
stick.
Do you think, why do you think we need all this Patreon money?
Yeah, we got to buy microphones that no one makes anymore. So that'll be good.
That's right. Exactly.
Okay. Covercat asks, can you ask Coverville how I came to live at his house? We want the origin story.
Sure. we decided we needed a cat. It had been long enough since the cat we had before had passed away. Mrs. Beasley and then Romeo. We had two cats succession of cats that passed.
Aww.
But it had been a while. We didn't want to just get a cat the next day. And we went to the Dumb Friends League, and we walked through an area, and we were looking at the cats there. There was one called Laser Pew Pew that we thought was just a great name for a cat. We don't know anything about the cat's personality, but the fact that it was named Laser Pew Pew almost seemed like it was a match made in heaven.
But we
kind of fell in love with this cat that had just come in named Myra, and she was a little gray and white, black and white kitten, and she was just adorable and super soft. But they said she does come with a little bit of baggage. Basically, she has oversensitivity issues, and you're not going to be able to like just pick her up and cuddle her. You're not going to be able to, you know, basically you have to let her dictate how much attention she wants.
Sure.
So you kind of watch, you know, you pet her, and then when her tail starts flickering, then you're like, okay, all right, back off. And so we did this for, you know, for about a year and a half, and slowly but surely she kind of came around. She's still a little tiny bit skittish, but she'll let you walk up and pet her like standing over her. That used to be her big thing. Like she'd be standing on the floor kind of looking at you, and you'd walk over there and reach down to pet her, and she'd be like, no, and she'd run off.
Well, that's great.
She's a lot better now. Yeah.
Well, you've been the
home cat whisperer.
The home she needed is what happened.
Exactly.
I did.
Now I can pick her up all the time and cuddle with her. Tina, not so much.
Yeah. No one's gonna believe me when I say this, by the way. So I'm just gonna say it, and you guys can believe me or not. Okay. My dog yesterday, I trained her how to shake hands. You know, shake paw.
Mm-hmm.
By only walking up to her and saying, "Shake." And then I reached down, grabbed her foot, shook it, and gave her a treat, and then looked at her for a second, got another treat, and then said, shake, held my hand out. She put her paw up in my hand, shook it, and took the treat. Taught her in
one lesson.
One lesson, and now she does it just automatically, whether there's food or not.
That's crazy.
Shake, and she does it. I think I may have a genius dog, and I've been wasting our potential.
She's a handshake prodigy, Scott.
Gosh, dang it. Because we taught her how to... you know, do the whole wait and not pick something up off the floor, even if it's like a throbbing piece of hot bacon.
Right.
She'll just wait until you tell her it's okay. Like, she did that in one try. Like, she's weirdly quick.
She seems like a really smart, smart dog.
So why don't I do more of that? Why am I so lame and not? I should do more. She should be rolling over and barking and saying words. I should get her to talk.
Dogs like to learn stuff. So, yes, you absolutely should be teaching her.
I'm going to do it.
They feel like they have a purpose if you teach them things, Scott.
Yeah, that's true. Let's see. Here's Sean Dickinson. If you and Brian had to colonize a new planet with your families in the tadpool, who would be in charge of what? Oh, I don't know.
All right, so we're going to a new planet. It's you and me. It's Kim and Tina and our families.
Yeah.
Let's just the four of us, you, me, Kim, and Tina, as far as like who's in charge of what.
Yeah, we're in charge. Yeah, we're not panning out any other jobs. It's just going to be the four of us that are in charge of everything.
Right.
So what would we do? Would we have specific focuses? Would you say, I'm in charge of all the weapons, Scott, you're in charge of, looking over there? Like, what would it be?
I will slowly but surely 3D print all of our houses.
Oh, I like it.
It'll take years.
Yeah. Be like a 40-year print, but we'll get there.
Right, exactly. Yeah. How's that house coming, Brian? Need more filament.
Yeah. And that's what we'll have our kids do, just run around with filament all day.
That's right, yes.
Bring Brian
so
new
one
filament.
Of us is hunting, one of us is gathering.
Mm-hmm.
One of us is
so we got hunters, we got building. Gatherers, we got builders.
We need building, and we need... what else?
Can I have a little unit, a little priest unit that walks around going, lo, 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 lo.
Okay, I see where you're going.
Do you remember those? Those were great. That was in, what was that? That in?
What
that
game was
in,
that?
Age of Empires. You had a little priest unit would go, lo, 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 lo. I loved him. Okay, how about this one? Would you rather? Oh, I don't like that one.
Wow.
Jeez. Oh, here's one.
Denied. Whoever wrote that one, sorry, denied.
Matt Lee wrote in and says, have you seen the magnificent barf scene in Santa Clara Diet yet? It's on Netflix starring Timothy Oliphant and Drew Barrymore.
Haven't seen any of that show yet, but it is one we're looking forward to.
Can't wait to. I love a good, fantastic barf scene, so yeah, bring it, I suppose. Oh, Fernelius Frog Pants. Oh, that's too political. I'm not reading that one. Neil Patel says, how is Keith from Maine doing? Don't know still.
Oh,
haven't ever heard
no
from
kidding.
Him.
Yeah, we haven't heard from Keith from Maine.
Forever. Long time ago.
Haven't heard from Bob Pedersen in a while either, honestly.
He's been sapped right out of business. He just didn't like it. I don't know. Bob, I hope you're okay, buddy. He was live the other day. Remember that?
He was in the chat room a couple weeks ago, yeah.
Yeah, I remember that. Fernelius Frogpants did say, hey, Scott Johnson, remember when we first met? No.
I went to the Dumb Friends League.
Adrian Johnson asks, what happened to Chris Brown in Las Vegas? I thought we did that story.
We did, yeah. They wrote that before we answered that question.
Oh, okay. Because it was only 5 hours ago. They must not have heard it when we said it, though, or something. Because they just sent this. Yeah, they just sent this today.
Oh. All right, well, yesterday's episode.
Or just keep listening. What happens is sometimes you guys will tweet us right while you're listening, and then 5 minutes later we'll answer the question you're asking. So, any good camping spots near Snowbird for Nerdtacular? Yeah, all over the place up there, Kyle Winter, who wrote that. Tons of places to camp if you want. I don't know if you're planning on camping for the event, but that whole canyon is full of camping opportunities.
Ooh, yeah. If you decide to camp, please buddy with somebody who has a shower.
Yeah. Yeah. Nathan Wall wants to know, will Fernelius be on the next month's membership card art? I don't know. I feel like I might offend a bunch of people if I try to draw that.
Right.
So we'll see.
Yeah.
But I love Fernelius. He's my favorite small black gay man friend. Finally, Scott, since Vegas tweaks so many of your phobias, why do you enjoy going there? It doesn't tweak any of my phobias. The only phobia it tweaks is I'm not going to a bar with people hanging their junk in front of me 6 feet above my head. So that's not really a problem. I can actually avoid that. As far as like dirty streets and like gross handles and stuff, that's just life. You just wash your hands and don't touch your face.
And they have Purell stations all over the place and...
I think people have an exaggerated, amplified view of what I'm actually phobic about. It's not that big of a deal. In fact, I would sit in that bar with Brian. It's just my imagination gets away from me. It's not even like I'm actually genuinely worried that someone's toenail is going to fall on my drink. It's the idea of it won't leave my head, and so I think about it the whole time. And that's no fun.
Somebody did bring up the fact that There's an Instagram video from last year of you taking a live mouse that you're going to be feeding your snake and inserting it into your mouth.
Yeah, I did.
And if we're worried about errant hairs and turds and things like that from a trapezist, trained trapeze artist.
Keep in mind, okay, a couple things here. I understand that the risk of me doing that meant that some of those things could have done it, but I didn't actually touch the mouse. I just sort of went in and came out again.
Yes, right.
Never touched any part of me. No cheek, tongue, nothing. Now, all of that being said...
You also got $5, too.
Yeah, I also got $5. That's the other thing. I mean, if anything, that should just prove to you that when there's money on the table, all bets are off. So,
all bets are off,
if you need to have a stripper swinging 6 feet above me and you're giving me $100 to do it, well, then we'll talk.
Right. All right.
Well, there's your questions. Hey, thanks for those, everybody. Ask TMS is the hashtag. Keep using that. And while you're at it, continue to support us at patreon.com/TMS. That's why this fifth episode a week exists. Soon to be more, because we're gonna get that game show thing in here somehow. So watch for that coming up soon, and follow the details there and at frogpants.com/TMS. All right, Brian, you've got a big fat song to play.
I do. That's that's why we cut one question out so we could make room for for this song.
Yep.
This is going out to Sean Bryant. Says, Dear Butthole and Surfer. Ooh. 90s music reference. Just use Brian and Scott if you prefer, sir. No, I'll use
Brian's got no problem throwing a butthole in there. It's fine.
Exactly. Tell Mr. Pedersen to tune out for a moment. I have to tell you, gentlemen, how much you guys have meant to me over the past couple weeks. I had my worst nightmare happen when my wife of 17 years passed away from a sudden illness on February 2nd. You both, as well as the Frog Pants hosts, have been instrumental in my coping by distracting me and helping to put a smile on my face. Mm. Scott and Tom's current geek episode, The Spouses Special, made me want to honor my own wife's memory. So if you could play the cover of Iron Maiden's Hallowed Be Thy Name, My wife's favorite metal band, Solitude Eternus. It would mean the world to me. Love the show. Don't tase me, bro. Sean Bryant in Pittsburgh.
I'm sorry, man. That's,
yeah.
It sounds like you're adjusting way better than I would have. That's kind of amazing that you're keeping your head as high as
you are. Oh, my God. Our hearts are going out to you because it's something that we, speaking for myself, I can't even think about.
Yeah.
So.
That's true. Also, by the way, Bob Pedersen. You can come back now. It's fine.
I was gonna say he's tuned out. He's gone on.
Is he long gone? Okay.
He's listening to old episodes of Serial or
watching the OJ Simpson documentary. He wants to get something gnarly going on. I see. Right. I see how it is.
This is Solitude Eternus. The song is called Hallowed Be Thy Name, originally by Iron Maiden. You'll find this on the tribute album called A Strange Illusion, the tribute to Iron Maiden, which came out in 2002. Here is Solitude. Tuck in, everybody. Make yourself a sandwich. Solitude Eternus.
This show is part of the Frog Pants Network. Yes. Get more at frogpants.com.
Hey, 2 Oregon fish sandwich.